so, we have 40 minutes.
Get coffee.
Hello, my name is Liz All, and I am in the middle of my life, age-wise, and I am talking from Holderness, New Hampshire. I'm an English professor and a poet, and I'm here to talk with my friend Noah. We were both students a long time ago in the 80s at the University of Virginia Young Writers Workshop, and we're going to talk a little bit about that experience together. Noah.
Hi, my name's Noah Stetzer. I'm also in the middle of my life, in the 50 middle of my life. I'm currently in Sayville, New York, which is on Long Island. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is where I was living when I attended the Young Writers Workshop at the University of Virginia in the mid 80s, which is where Liz and I met. I'm a poet and an editor at a small press, but I've done a lot of different things since I was a young writer, and that's where I've landed these days. So our first question, because we wanted to kind of contain ourselves, that we thought would be a way to start is to talk about, we were both young writers who attended more than one summer. And so rather than talking about why we went the first time, I thought our first question could be, why did we keep going as kids? Why did we go back? So, like, I went back, I think, 4 or 5 summers, something like that. How many summers did you go?
Yeah. 4 summers. I would have been back for another one, but we moved to the Philippines. And
right.
So I couldn't
right.
do that. Your head just turned into a silhouette again.
But oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I have a condition.
Stop turning into a silhouette.
The doctor is working on that.
So I feel like I have to answer the first question a little bit in order to answer the second question. Like, because to me, the contrast between why I first went and why I came back is so dramatic. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, you're back. This is going to be punctuated by my narrating our technical difficulties. How much fun will that be for everybody? So when I first went, it was the summer after my 7th grade year. And I think not too long after that, they didn't have students quite that young. I think it had to be finished in maybe 8th or 9th grade. But it was the summer after 7th grade. And in 7th grade, in middle school, just atrocious and anxious and ugh. My English teacher, Mrs. Henry, announced she'd been sent a brochure about the Young Writers Workshop. I was living in Northern Virginia at the time, in the DC suburbs, going to Robert Frost Middle School. And
appropriate.
Yes. And so I think initially my impulse was like, I'd gotten some good praise from adults, teachers in my life for writing clever poems and, you know, whatever. And I liked that approval, and it seemed like something I was good at. And there was a lot that I was anxious about and didn't feel like I was very good at. And I just felt strange and unpopular and anxious and whatever, you know, middle school. So maybe this is an opportunity for me to get further praise from adults and whose praise I so craved. And so I went, was like, you know, I was a good writer and, you know, I'm going to be a good writer here. The reason I kept going back was that because of the experiences I had there, I was able to imagine reasons for writing and expressing myself that didn't have to do with the kinds of approvals I conditioned myself to work for and which I relied on so much. I returned in a way, I kept coming back because of the ways in which the workshop did not give me what I thought I wanted the first time I went, which is sort of a multi-level experience for me. I mean, in terms of the writing, but also in terms of the community that I found there and who I was allowed or expected or encouraged to be. I just want to say there was a big contrast. I mean, there were so many reasons to go back to, the wonderful people I met, how much fun we had, but I think it was this idea of having had my imagination, not just about writing, but about myself and my world, enlarged and cracked open.
Yeah.
In really necessary ways. What about you? Why did you come back?
That was very, very well put. And a similar experience that I had. I went the first time summer after my freshman year in high school. And I had been living with my mother up through junior high. And me and my sisters moved in with my dad just before I started high school. And so it was like I started a different part of my life. We were in a different house with a whole different set of ideas, you know, sort of like basic operating assumptions, because we were now living with my dad versus living with my mom. And we were very much in the city versus the suburbs. And so things were already very different for me in a way that was really attractive, you know, that there were more choices that seemed to be evident to life. And so I, unlike you, I don't think I did a whole lot of writing before I first went. You were talking about getting praised for writing things. And I was thinking, what did I write before I went to Young Writers? And I distinctly remember having an aquarium, a 20-gallon aquarium tank, on this very big desk that my dad had made for me. And I had a typewriter, like an electric typewriter, that I desperately wanted because I was a reader. I loved to read books. And so that it naturally extended to wanting to do that. And I would write newspaper articles about the fish that lived in my aquarium. And I would update my, like as if it was like an ongoing column.
I never knew this about you.
Yeah. I forget about this often, but because I liked the idea of being at a desk, typing at a typewriter, something of like consequence. And that's what I decided was the thing of consequence, was like I had named all the fish and they needed to be immortalized in journaling. And so when I saw this small ad for Young Writers, I thought that's something that sounded like something I would like to do. I loved to read. I liked the idea of writers. And that was sort of encouraged in me by my mom in particular, who was an English major and always got me lots of books. And so it made sense. It just seemed like a no-brainer. Like, even though I wasn't big on going to summer camp, that I would give this a shot. And then the reason I went back is for all of the things that you articulated so well. And one of the things I try to do in getting ready to talk to you about this is try and put myself in the head that I had then. And it really felt like it was like a secret. It was like a place to go that was my secret. And no one in my regular world, would know about it to the extent that I had the experience. And I would protect it, that there were things that were mine. For all of the reasons you're describing, where I was seen and respected and I felt safe. And I was challenged on my assumptions about who I thought I was or who I thought I had to be, all in service of like creating community and creating writing, creating art. But you know, it was before the internet and it was before there were ways to create community. So it was like a place I went. One year I took the train and then I took a bus to get there. The first year my mom drove me down. But then after that, I would take like a Trailways bus. So it was like, you know, it was like an on the road experience for like this teenager from Pittsburgh to go to this other place in this other state. I'd never been anywhere else and know these other people that were my people. And I didn't have to share them with anybody. It was magical. And it was really addictive. Yeah. You know, I spent, as soon as Young Writers was over, I started working on how I would go back for the following year. Not the first time, but like subsequent times. Like the first time I knew I wanted to go back, but I didn't really get into that. But like once I went after the second year, I was like, as soon as it was over, I would get odd jobs, and the deal I had with my dad is that I would pay for half of it. And he would, if I had half of the money, he would put up the other half, but I had to have half the money. And so I would spend, like, it was in July, so like August to September, whenever I got back and school got started, like the whole idea was just focused on making enough money to get my half in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just remembering, in terms of, I just think what you said about it being a secret space is so interesting. Like, and I think I had similar feelings as well. But also over time, my sense of the place, my feelings about the place have evolved into, from that kind of scarcity model to a more like spread the word kind of reaching out model. But that idea of like having something that was yours, that really speaks to me. When we were talking about like having this group of friends pre-internet, like meeting these people and then having to leave each other.
Yeah.
God, the last day of the workshop, just the drama and the tears. But like in the lit mag, in the back of the lit mag would be everybody's address.
Yep.
And so we could stay in touch. And I do have very fond memories of exchanging so many letters with you.
There were a number of, I mean, I went a number of summers, but when you talk about the departures, there's the only departure that I will ever remember.
Oh dear.
Which wasn't the first summer we were there together. I think it was the second. It's when we went back.
Yep, that would have been like 85, maybe.
Something like that. We had found each other, mm-hmm. I guess, on my second tour of duty and wrote letters and all that stuff. And then, like, so we knew each other sort of in the abstract all year through letters. And then we reconvened at the Young Writers for, I guess, which would have been my third tour of duty. And it was at the end of that one, that's the one I'll never forget, where I thought my whole world was like torn in two, that we had come back together, and like it was as good, if not better, in the real world as it had been through the letters we wrote back and forth. And that, of course, was all fed by the ethos of the workshop. And that departure, to this day, I feel like, oh, what did I put that poor woman through? Because I was like a mess when you left, because you left before me. And I it was bad. It was really bad. And just like I don't know why I brought that up.
I don't know, maybe because like we didn't get to spend Thanksgiving together, maybe because like the distances, like now, you know, I know in my life, and I knew partly when I was younger because we moved all the time and I was able to see people again. Like I had evidence that you could move away and that wouldn't necessarily be the end of a relationship that mattered. But I think now, like, we're just not seeing, we're not, you know, we're all sticking, well, not all of us, but we're, you know, trying to stay safe and healthy and distant. And so I think about those arrivals and departures feel extra, I don't know, fraught or emotional. I had never, this sounds so cheesy. I had never known anyone like you. I'd never had a friend like you before.
Yeah, that's true. Me neither.
It was intense. And gosh, that was like 35 years ago.
Yeah, and it's still vivid to me to this day. Not all of it, obviously, but
no,
like, big moments of it are very, very, very vivid to me to this day. And the experience that I had, fundamentally, our relationship is the result of the Young Writers Workshop.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've ever let that go, and kind of brought that out into the world in our different ways. Mm-hmm. I think for me, you know, the Young Writers made me feel confident, that I, you know, that, you know, like, I felt like I was successful at Young Writers, that I had lots of people who liked me, and I liked myself there more than I liked myself anywhere else at that time.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I think there were a lot of kids like that we just really were in love with the versions of ourselves that were there, that we could be. And to this day, I still am. And I think that if you were to ask me today, why have I come back to Young Writers for this experience with you right now? It's for that.